You are God of covenants, and you are not a covenant breaker. Thank you, because of this assurance, we are confident this morning that as we gather in your name today, we will receive and enjoy the blessings of your covenant in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Lord, we bless your name. In Jesus' name we are praying. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Today is the fourth Sunday of the month, and we will go into prophetic declarations. But before we do that, we will continue to really bring to the climax the period of our fasting and prayer. You know, we are concluding today. We started since last year, and today is the climax, and I believe that God is here to do something spectacular in our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. If you believe, I put your hands together for the Lord. Today, as we conclude the prayers, before we go to prophetic declarations, we'll be talking about covenants. And what I'm talking, I say, what is covenant? What is a covenant? I know if I ask us to begin to define covenant for me, there may be different definitions. But this morning, I want to just tell you briefly that covenant is a binding agreement with terms and conditions. Covenant is a binding agreement with terms and conditions. And in case you do not know, or perhaps you have not fully realized, so many things that run in the world today are on the basis of covenants. If you are under a leadership, there is a covenant over that leadership. If that covenant is wrong and you do not break away from it, it can have consequences on you. And if that covenant is right, you do not know how to appropriate it, it can just be dormant and you not benefit from it. And that is one of the reasons we as Christians, we have to pray for our leaders, because when you have other secular leaders, these secular leaders are operating under covenants. Do you agree with me? And that is why those of us who are Christians, when we find ourselves under secular authority, we must stand up to pray, because the leaders, they operate under certain covenants. When you're in a family, there may be some covenants over that family. And if care is not taken and you do not understand, you find out that the terms and conditions of those covenants, even though without your knowledge, might be binding. But today, God is going to activate the covenant he has made for our lives in the mighty name of Jesus, so that we are able to derive the full benefits of the covenant of the Lord. And every other negative covenant, whether known or known to us, that's hanging over our lives, the Lord will break them today. You know, it's a covenant reward. And it's a covenant keeping God. He works and operates on the basis of covenant. There is nothing God does without covenant. And we need to fully realize and understand this. Sometimes I test my children, sometimes my one or two of them are here. Where's that? They are saying, look, you people don't understand. That thank God you are enjoying the covenant God has made with your parents. And that's the way God operates. He operates in the realm of covenant. If you go to the book of Genesis chapter 6, verse 18 to 19, the first time he showed his anger to the world, the first time he was really angry and he wanted to express it. Genesis chapter 6, verse 18 to 19. But he told Noah, I said, but with thee will I establish my covenant. And thou shalt come into the ark, thou and thy sons and thy wife and thy sons' wives with thee. And every living thing of all flesh, two of every sort, shall bring into the ark to keep them alive with thee. They shall be male and female. God was about to wipe out everything on the surface of the earth. But he chose to keep a covenant with a man. And anybody and anything attached to that man will escape. Let me tell you, this is the year of election. So many covenants are being entered into. And so many covenants are being entered into, whether we like it or not. But whatever is going to happen this year, you are coming under a covenant. You are coming on inside the ark of the Lord. Inside the ark of safety and protection. And your own life will not be wasted. And your own destiny will not be wasted. And your own labor and effort will not be wasted. In the mighty name of Jesus. God said, I will establish my covenant with you. God is locating you this morning. God is identifying you this morning to establish a covenant with you. See, covenant can be general. It can also be specific. God can make a covenant with a man. He can make a covenant with a generation. The covenant that God made with Abraham, we can tap from it. But apart from being the children of Abraham, God can also make a covenant with you as a person. And because of our time, I want to say that basically there are just two main types of covenants. And I will just look at it quickly and just say a few things and then we're going to pray. Genesis chapter 17, verse 20 to 21. Genesis chapter 17, verse 20 to 21. If we read it, if you find it, let's read it. Okay. As for Ishmael, listen, I have heard thee. Behold, I have blessed him and will make him fruitful and will multiply him exceedingly. 12 princes shall he beget, and I will make him a great nation. Is that not a, don't go away, don't just leave that passage, leave that verse alone. Verse 20. Is that not a wonderful thing? Is that not a wonderful promise? Is that not a, you know, a good tidings? I have blessed him. I will make him fruitful. I will multiply him exceedingly. I will make him a great nation. Many of us Christians, sometimes we make this kind of mistakes. We pray for this kind of blessings, this kind of wonderful things. But this is a blessing without a covenant. Many people are flourishing in the world today. Many people are making it in the world today. Many people are making progress in the world today. Many people are enjoying abundance today, but there's not a covenant backing it. But look at verse 20. Verse 21. But, see, when you introduce the word but, you know you are contrasting. The moment you are saying something, somebody say but, then you have to pause. It means what you are saying is not the same line what you are about to say, not the same line for what you are saying before. But my covenant will I establish with Isaac. But my covenant will I establish with Isaac. Many people pray, prayer of blessing, prayer of miracle, prayer of promotion, prayer in the new year and since the new year. But pray into covenant. That is the substance. That is what can sustain you. Blessed is the man that is sustained by a covenant. And woe unto a man who rejoices only in blessing and there's no covenant. And so this morning, I want us to know that anything that will last, anything that will be sustained, must be backed with a covenant. Look at people of Israel. No matter how much they faltered, no matter how much they wondered, no matter how much they missed it, but because of the covenant, they will still come back to align with God. And God will still show them mercy. Why? Because of the covenant. Because of the covenant. But the truth of the matter is this: there's nobody in the world today without being under a covenant. But the question I want to ask yourself today: what is the covenant operating over your life? If you look at Galatians chapter 4. Maybe we just read quickly verse 20 to 29. Galatians chapter 4. Verse 22 to 29. Now listen to this. For it is written that Abraham had two sons. The one by a bondmaid, the other by a free woman. So there's a covenant of bondage, there is a covenant of freedom. Verse 23, but he who was of the born woman was born after the flesh, but he of the free woman was by promise. Verse 24, which things are an allegory, for these are the two covenants. The old world, the entire human race and humanity operate under two broad covenants. The one from the Mount Sinai with gender to bondage, with Agar. Verse 25. For this Agar is Mount Sinai in Arabia and Asare to Jerusalem, which now is, and is in bondage with her children. Verse 26. But Jerusalem which is above is free, which is the mother of all souls. Hallelujah. For it is written, rejoice thou barren that barren not, break forth and cry, thou that travaileth not. For the desolate have many more children than she which had an husband. Verse 20. I want you to listen to verse 29. Very critical. Now we, brethren, as Isaac was. As Isaac was. I what? Now go to verse 29. Very important. But as then he that was born after the flesh did what? Persecuted that was born after the spirit. So it is. Do you see now? We, as children, We are just like Isaac. By the way, Isaac, the children of the bond woman, persecuted Isaac. Say, if so it is now, which means today. If you are not, you don't have the understanding of what is at stake, you just be perpetually under the persecution of the people who are under the covenant of the bondwoman. So we have to realize that the world operates on the basis of covenants. And it doesn't matter. No matter the level of your anointing. Bible says, so even it is now. You are born again. You come to church. You pay your tithe. You give offering. You are a worker. But even as it was then, so it is now. There is persecution of the children of the bond woman, wanting to bring you under their authority. So there are two covenants. The covenant of freedom, of liberty, of peace, of joy. And there's also the covenant of bondage. I know the thing is that sometimes, even so, those of us who are Christians, some people enter into a covenant without our knowledge. Let me tell you, you can go into covenant. Covenant can be made on your behalf by those who have authority over you. If you don't really realize it, I will just show you something in the Bible today, which is a common passage. Jeremiah chapter 35, verse 6 to 10. Jeremiah chapter 35, verse 6 to 10. Let's read it quickly. You might be good. You might be fine. But then, there may be a covenant to break. Verse 6 to 10. Now, listen. I'm sure many of us must have heard this story before. But they said, we drink no wine. For Jonadab, the son of Rechab, our father, commanded us, saying, you shall drink no wine, neither your sons forever. That's a good one. Nothing bad about that. I like that so much. I'm told, let's go and say, this is a very good thing. But go further. Neither shall you build house. How many of you would like that? Nor sow seed, nor plant vineyard, nor have any, but all your days you shall dwell in tents. How many of us would like that? That you may live many days in the land where you be stranger. Verse 8. Thus have we obeyed the voice of Jonadab, the son of Rechab, our father, in all that he has charged us, to drink no wine all our days. We, our wives, our sons, nor our daughters, verse 9, nor to build houses for us to dwell in, neither are we vineyard, nor feed, nor seed. Verse 10. But we have dwelt in tents, and have obeyed, and have done according to all that Jonadab, our father, commanded us. Jonadab entered into a covenant. He transmitted to Rechab, and the children of Rechab, because of that, followed it. And their generations are still under that covenant today. Sometimes ago, I was in Dublin. And I saw some people who are going in carts, and their tents were, you know, it's not like a car, something, and there's an open boot at the back. And I saw tents. And I was asking my host, say, but what, I said, these are the chair of Rekab, that they are their tents, that they don't live in houses. There are still some up to today. When I went to Israel, I still met some of them. They still live that way. They only dwell in tents. So they are past that curse from generation to generation. There are some people you don't even know about. You don't know what the covenant has been made in the family you came from, in the family where you married. You don't know. But if you don't break those covenants, you find out that they will place a kind of limit on your efforts. You just be struggling and be laboring. But you may not know that, yes, the land is good, but the water is bitter. You need to go to the source of the water and pour salt before you can enjoy the fruit of the land. But the good news is this: God has authority over all covenants. What did I say? He has authority over all covenants. And God wants to establish covenant of freedom with everyone. And this morning, whatever is preventing you from enjoying the liberty of the covenant with the Lord established with Abraham, that's going to take you to the almighty name of Jesus. To tell you briefly and show you the power of God over every kind of covenant. Because like we read, the children of the bond woman, because they know we have the covenant, but because we don't know the ramifications of it, we are ignorant of it. So there are some persecution from them which you have to contend with. But today, we are going to break every form of negative covenant that is limit us in every way in Jesus' name. Look, because you are here today, you are in this church today, every negative covenant over your life is already destroyed. And I will show you the authority. Numbers chapter 30. Anybody who have come with a curse this morning, you have come with anything, that Lord is destroying it. Genesis chapter, Numbers chapter 30, not Genesis, Numbers chapter 30. I'll just read about 5 verses and I will explain and then we'll then pray. Numbers chapter 30, verse 3 to 8. Now, this is a principle and I will explain it to you. If a woman also vow a vow unto the Lord and bind herself by a bond, being in her father's house in her youth. Remember I said a covenant is a binding agreement, okay? With terms and conditions. Now, if a woman, I just want to remind you of that. Go back to verse 3. If a woman should vow a vow unto the Lord and bind herself by a bond, being in her father's house in her youth, verse 4, and her father hear her a vow and her bond wherewith she has bound her soul, and her father shall hold peace at her, then all her vows shall stand, and every bond wherewith she has bound her soul shall stand. Verse 5. But if her father disallow her in the day that he heareth not any of her vows or of her bonds wherewith she has bound her soul shall stand, and the Lord shall forgive her because her father disallowed her. Now, verse 6. I will explain this principle to you. If she had at all her husband, where she vowed, when she vowed, or utter aught out of her lips, where will she bound her soul? Verse 7. And her husband heard it and heard his peace at her in the day that he heard it. Then her vow shall stand, and her bond, where we she bound her soul, shall stand. Now go to verse 8, which last verse we want to read here. But if her husband disallow her on the day that he had it, then he shall make her vow, which she vowed, and that which she uttered with her lips, which be all terms and conditions, where we shall bound her soul, of none effect, and the Lord shall forgive her. Now, this is the principle about vow. That if a young woman should take a vow, that vow has terms and conditions, and has consequences. But if her father had it and just kept quiet, the condition subsists. But if the father should hear, is this the kind of thing that is happening, that I cancel it? Bible says every time and condition of those things is canceled. Now let me bring it into the spiritual dimension. You are a child of God. Even if you have entered into any covenant, by ignorance, by default, by error, and you come before the Lord, you are spiritual fathers, and your spiritual father can say no, because I'm your spiritual father, every of these covenants I cancel. If that man is indeed your spiritual father, that covenant is broken. So if you are a child of this ministry, you are part of the product of Cedar, and you are here today, and even I'm also praying for those who are members who are not here now. Some of them are not in effect, some of them are in the outside the country, whether within the country or outside the country. Today, any covenant over in your life which you enter into, some of you through your own attitude, through your own action, through your own errors, today they are canceled. Amen. And the second part of it is this. Say, but if you have a husband, two things. It can be a father figure in your life. But if you have a husband, the husband can cancel it. Now let me tell you something. The church of God, what are we? We are the bride. Who is the husband? Who is the husband? Shekinah. We are the bride. Even if you have made any mistake, even if you are gone into any error out of ignorance, even if you have done something that is not right, but today we cry unto Jesus. Say, Jesus, we are your bride. You are the groom. Deliver us. Have mercy on us. The moment we do that, that covenant is broken. But when we don't know this, we don't realize this, we just begin to wallow in the persecution of the children of the bondwoman. God, what the Bible said, that even as it was then, so it is now. Many of us, we are running from pillar to post because we are under the attack of the children of the bondwoman. But today, the Lord will turn your enemy and will give them into destruction. But let me say, before we go into prayer, this is only valid for the children. This is only valid for those who have come into the ark. This is valid for only those who are born again. There are so many things in your family background. Some of you, even in the houses where you rented, do you know the covenant that the landlord entered into? In your working place, do you know the covenant that they entered to establish the place? Some people have attended churches where the leader of the church entered into a covenant with the devil. And when you bring yourself under that, you take part of it. But today, whatever the source of that covenant is canceled. In the mighty name of Jesus. But then, I want to say that the only condition this morning, because we are going to prayers, we are going to prophetic declarations, the only reason for this to be effective is that you have to be born again. You have to give your life to Christ. Anybody who is here to give his life to Christ, I'm going to give you opportunity to do that so that you can be part of this blessing. So that you can also come to the ark of safety as we are going to the year 2019. So that I can also enjoy all the blessing that flows from eternal grace. And so before we begin to pray this morning, I just want us to read Colossians chapter 2 verse 14. And that's the verse we are going to use to annul every covenant that has been standing against your life. Some people are laboring. Some people are having a lot of trouble. But it's because of the covenant are angry over their lives. Colossians chapter 2 verse 14, please. I want us to read it. And after that, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was written against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to the cross. That's what is happening this morning. I said this is what is happening now. I said this is what is happening now. I say, what's up now in your life, in my life, in this ministry, in this church, in your family, in the mighty name of Jesus? Blotting out the handwriting. I want me to be wanting to be one shape. Some people have said certain things against your life. It might even be against your father. And you don't know it. Anytime I go to Ibadan now on my way, I want to check it. If you are, after you go to, if you leave, if you are going to gate, after this Iwuru roundabout, just about 100 meters, before you start, you descend, before you start climbing, there's a stream on the right hand side there. And I need you to point to Yinka, say, can you see this? They erected a small signpost. That let's be cool, so for Toma Toma. Jika, two of us. I used to call his attention, can you see? And they erected not one signpost, not two, not three. What can line? They just line it up like that. That let's be cool, so for Toma Toma. You know, there's a power that bars covenants, whether positive or negative. And when it's negative, demons back it up. When it's positive, angels back it up. So there's no covenant that doesn't have a backing, that doesn't have a source. So, enter that, let's say, but the innocent children. So, there are certain things that might happen you are not aware of. You just see you are just struggling. You are just praying, things are not moving. You find that there's a ceiling, an embargo over your life. And you are fasted. And you are praying. And you are wondering. And I'm not sinning. Say, God, but I'm not a sinner. What else do I need to do? But the Bible says, blotting out the handwriting of the ordinances. There are some ordinances which this ordinance may not even be known to you. And until you deal with that, you may not be able to have breakthrough in that area. Say, he blotted out the handwriting of the ordinance that was against you, against us. That means all of us. Which was contrary to us. So every contrary ordinance against our lives, against your life, today, we blot it out. Amen. With the blood of Jesus. Amen. Today, we nail it to the cross of Calvary in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Now, I want to stand on your feet. I will say this song, "You Are Covenant Keeping God." This is the covenant God has made with us. It's going to blot out the handwriting of the ordinance that was written against us, and is going to nail it to the cross. Yahweh,
covenant keeping God. Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. Oh,
eyes closed. Before we pray this prayer, because God is a covenant keeping God, you know you are not yet under that covenant, but this morning you want to give your life to Christ so that you come under the covenant. If you are here anywhere, just lift your hand anywhere you are. I want to pray for you so that I can come under this covenant this morning. God is the basis of this prayer we are going to pray. You are here this morning, you are here to surrender your life to Christ, but this morning you want to say, Lord, I come under your covenant. Can I see your right hand above your head anywhere you are, and I'll go to pray for you. It's only there you can come under this covenant. I want to see your right hand above your head. God bless you. Lift that hand above your head anywhere you are. I want to surrender your life to Christ this morning. So this morning, I want to come into covenant with you. Anywhere you are, lift your hand in congregation. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Yes, I'm waiting for others. This is a serious business. It's the beginning of covenant. So that you can escape the covenant of the bond woman. You still want to join? I want to see your right hand above your head. And just come and meet me here. Let me pray for you quickly. And then go and pray general prayer. Just come and meet me here quickly. Those of you lifting your hand, just come and meet me here. Sing that song with Yahweh covenant keeping God.
Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. Yahweh, Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. Oh, Yahweh, 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 the covenant keeping God.
Now say after me, Lord Jesus, I thank you for this morning, for the opportunity you are giving me. This morning, I am confessing my sins. Forgive me of every of my unrighteousness. Blot it out with the blood of Jesus. Write my name in the book of life. Now I enter into a new covenant with you in the name of Jesus Christ. And today, my name is in the book of life. I keep faith the covenant in Jesus' name. Maria Satala Baba Rana Kaskamba Ligaga Siboko Sopuliaba Raida Kaskim.